From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This summer, we're going to be exploring a set of experiences shared by people in every corner of the world. Experiences that are transforming lives in small-town America and in bustling Shanghai, in villages in Pakistan, and right here in Washington, D.C.
Oh, see? Yeah.
We're talking about pregnancy, childbirth, and parenthood. Our series is called Beginnings.
Over the next couple of months, we'll examine how such universal experiences can take dramatically different turns, depending on where you are and who you are.
His chances are pretty good with him, you know, gaining weight and getting better, right?
Here in the U.S., we'll look at why African Americans suffer far higher rates of preterm birth and infant mortality than average.
We'll visit an in vitro fertilization clinic in China that's so busy there's a line of patients out the door every morning. And we'll go to Sweden, where mothers and fathers enjoy some of the most generous parental leave policies anywhere.
Can you take some real deep breaths? We're going to take very good care of you.
We'll give you a front row seat to fetal surgery as a pediatric neurosurgeon performs a delicate operation to correct a spinal defect in utero.
I remember when I did my first one. I mean, I was just awestruck with it, and I was doing it.
And Melissa, today you have a story about health challenges of a very different sort in sub-Saharan Africa.
That's right. It's a part of the world, Robert, that has some of the worst outcomes for both mothers and children. The rates of maternal and infant mortality are among the highest in the world. And last month, I went to Mozambique. That's in southeastern Africa, where the numbers are really especially daunting. A Mozambican woman has a 1 in 37 lifetime risk of maternal death. 1 in 10 children won't live past their first year, and 1 in 7 die before they reach the age of 5. So we wanted to find out what might help improve those outcomes. And we begin in the countryside among a large group of women. They're sitting on the ground in a small community of mud huts in northern Mozambique, Nampula province. And just about every woman has a baby on her breast, bundled inside a brightly colored cloth called a kapulana. On average, women in Mozambique have 5 children, and they start having babies when they're very young as 10. As I talk with the women, I learn about an initiation ritual called Okanoni, soon after a girl has her first period. It's seen as the end of her childhood. Men know if a girl has had her Okanoni, even at age 10 or 11, she's considered old enough to have sex and marry. Paulina Franciscu tells me the girls learn a rhythm of initiation dance that teaches them a lot about sex and about how to please a man.
Quando vir homem querer dormir contigo, faça isto, faça isto.
She says girls are taught when a man comes and wants to sleep with you, do this, turn this way, turn that way, grab him this way. Amid much merriment, she wiggles her hips for emphasis. And did everyone here have an okanoni? Paulina Franciscu is a volunteer health worker in this community, which is named the 25th of June, after Mozambique's Day of Independence from Portuguese colonial rule. The group Save the Children, working with Mozambique's Ministry of Health, has trained village workers like Paulina to help with basic medical care. The community volunteers visit people in their homes, since for many it's impossible to make the long haul to a health center.
Hello, Mama. Salama.
Today, Paulina is visiting a young mother named Belita, who gave birth to a baby girl in her mud hut just 2 days before. The mom lies alongside her baby on a low cot on the dirt floor. The hut is tiny, dark and sweltering, and buzzes with flies. Paulina rinses her hands, takes the newborn's temperature, then slides her onto a spring scale she's brought to check her weight.
2 kilos 7 cents.
Nearly 6 pounds, a normal weight.
Mwana opanka diarrhea, onyamunchene, oporari.
She warns the mom to look out for danger signs, diarrhea, umbilical infection, and she urges the couple to bring the baby into a hospital soon for vaccines. The dad says they'll try to find a bicycle to get to the nearest health center in Manapo.
So you and your wife on the bicycle with the baby on your back?
And even assuming they do find a bike, it will take them 3 hours to get there. This community is about 18 miles from the nearest clinic, down rutted red dirt roads.
Ciao, mama.
Tá bom.
Obrigado.
This family's story is typical of rural Mozambique. In the countryside, more than half the babies born are delivered like Belita's was, not in a health facility, but at home. The women, often attended by a relative or friend, but not by a skilled health worker. The risks are great for both mother and child. So the government is trying to encourage women to have their babies in maternity units, like the one at the rural hospital of Manapo. This hospital is a grim outpost, old and battered. In the tiny maternity room, two women with bulging bellies are lying under blue sheets covered with old bloodstains. One woman has an IV drip. She moans softly and grips the metal bed frame. A piece of paper taped to the wall urges, "Bring your baby into the world smiling." It turns out to be a cruel wish. Minutes after we arrive, more quickly than seems possible, both women have quietly given birth, side by side, with no curtain for privacy and with virtually no assistance. There is no doctor on hand. A nurse holds up one baby, a boy, by his feet and vigorously slaps his back, drawing his first cry before bundling him in a cloth and taking him to be weighed. But the other baby, a girl, is silent. She's still and blue. The nurses move with no great urgency. They suction the baby's mouth, try to pump air into her lungs, holding a bag mask over her mouth. They try chest compressions. Excruciating minutes go by. The newborn girl never takes a breath. The mother, named Fatima Florenzo, is expressionless, maybe stunned, or maybe resigned to this outcome.
Infelizmente, tem acontecido algumas vezes. Aquilo é resultado do atraso.
Outside the hospital, head nurse Messias Mireche says unfortunately this baby died because the mother delayed getting to the hospital. Fatima had apparently been in labor for 2 days before coming here. Maybe she didn't come in time because she didn't have a way to get here, he adds. Or maybe she didn't know how important it is to get to the hospital. But all that said, even once she got there, the bare-bones hospital had no fetal heart monitor, no doctor standing by to perform an emergency cesarean section. As unforgiving as conditions are at the Manapo Rural Hospital, some 40 miles away in the city of Nacala, there's a brand new hospital painted a creamy yellow. It's spotless. And there you might find your best hope in nurse Laura Simbini. Simbini is trained in maternal child health, and she embodies one of the ways Mozambique is trying to improve outcomes for women and children. Mozambique has one of the worst doctor-patient ratios in the world, just one doctor for every 25,000 people. So nurses, like Laura Simbini, have been trained to perform emergency surgery.
Cesarianas, histerectomia obstétrica, gravidez ectópica.
She can do cesarean sections, hysterectomies. She can operate to treat ectopic pregnancies and sepsis. All things that we would consider the exclusive province of a doctor, she can do as a nurse.
We do it this way because we have very few specialists. So we were trained to deal with emergency situations. We have a doctor here, a specialist, but only one.
Nurse Simbini can't talk long. She has two C-section patients waiting for her. One is a 15-year-old girl. Big baby, small mom, Nurse Simbini explains. And off she goes to operate. The Ministry of Health has trained 60 nurses like Laura Simbini around the country, providing emergency obstetric care to women who might otherwise have none. The Mozambican government knows the numbers for maternal and infant death are still way too high. But this, at least, is one way to try to bring those numbers down. Wednesday on the program, we'll hear about a drug that's proved highly effective in preventing the leading cause of maternal death in Mozambique, postpartum hemorrhage.
I can say in one word, simpler word, this misoprostol is something, a miraculous drug.
The promise and the risks of the drug misoprostol, Wednesday on All Things Considered.